This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Equal love have been champion marriage equality since the Howard government amended the Marriage Act. So for 13 years we've been calling on you to come out in solidarity and champion marriage equality rights. And I know we keep saying that we're nearly there, but gosh, it feels like we are actually almost really nearly there. And we have you to thank for that. Your tireless efforts, your personal stories that you keep sharing at work, in your social circles. When this campaign started, support for marriage equality was about 20-odd percent. We are now hitting 70% around this country. Now, those 70% figures come from real surveys. We have a massive lineup for you today. We've got a rally that's going to take place here. Then we're going to ask you to join on a march through the CBD. And for the very first time, it will be led by the renowned Dykes on Bikes. When we return back here to the State Library, we'll have a few more speakers. We've got a drag performance for you. And then our infamous mass illegal wedding ceremony. Okay, let's get things started. All good? Yes. Okay, please make welcome to the stage the Shadow Attorney General and a great supporter of Bill Shorten, whose speech in Parliament last week resonated with us and our community. It's wonderful to have Labor backing us and to tell us what they plan to do throughout this campaign. And afterwards, Mark Dreyfus.
Thanks very much, Anthony. And I'd also acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and say to all of you, you look great. You look like an absolutely great crowd. And it's great to see those rainbow colours. It's great to see so many of my fellow Melburnians out here supporting the cause of marriage equality. And we are going to go on supporting the cause of marriage equality as long as it takes. I'm with Anthony in saying, I think we are nearly there. I hope we are nearly there. I want to give an apology on behalf of Bill Shorten, who would have been here. You know what he thinks, you know what he's saying. He had to be at the WA State Conference today over in Perth, but he would have been here if he could have. We are clear in Labor. We are going to stand with the LGBTI community of Australia as long as it takes to get marriage equality in this country. We are going to stand with the LGBTI community for as much as it takes and as long as it takes. In this stupid survey, Anthony told me I had to be positive, but it's very hard to be totally positive about a waste of $122 million of our money, because that's what it is. It doesn't matter though that it's a stupid survey. We will work in the campaign to make sure that if this survey goes ahead, and I'm still hoping that the High Court's going to strike it down on the 6th of September. But if it goes ahead, we are going to make sure that the answer to this survey is beyond doubt, that it is a resounding yes. I'm going to be voting yes. My Labor colleagues are going to be voting yes. We are going to be campaigning for yes right across the country. Obviously, everybody here is going to be campaigning for yes, but we need to make sure that right across Australia, everybody who you can talk to, everybody that you can reach, votes yes. I want to be a little bit positive and say, since this survey was announced, We've had, at last count, more than 90,000 new voters have joined the Australian electoral roll. What a fantastic thing. I'm told that the AEC are still counting. They're still processing further applications. So the final number of new voters is going to end up being more. And we've had 760,000 people change their voting registration details. And I'm guessing that those new voters, and I'm guessing that those people who have changed their registration details, they are people who are with us in a resounding majority of them. They're not people who are going to be voting yes, particularly the new voters. We know that young people in this country overwhelmingly support the case for yes. So, to be clear, whatever happens in the next few months, whatever happens in this term of Parliament, whatever happens in this under this government with its foolish idea of this survey, whatever happens, if marriage equality has not been achieved by the time of the next election, I want to give this commitment and to make it clear. If marriage equality has not been achieved by the time of the next election, and I really hope it has been, Labor commits to bringing a bill for marriage equality in this country to the Parliament within 100 days of that election. So it's going to happen. It's either going to happen through this process or whatever process by a private member's bill being brought to Parliament in this Parliament, or it's going to happen after the next election because of that commitment from the Australian Labor Party. And to finish up, Labor understands that this is going, if the survey goes ahead, to be a difficult period. I was with Bill Shorten and David Feeney in Thornbury talking to LGBTI families on Thursday. You couldn't fail to have been moved by the stories that they told about the pain and hurt that is already being experienced. We are going to do our utmost to make sure that that pain and hurt is minimised. I am calling on the government to make sure that it does as much as possible to make sure that pain and hurt is minimised. I'm particularly calling on the Prime Minister of Australia to speak out against any bile or hate speech that we might see in this campaign. There was a fantastic letter by a young man called Robert Ney, which was in the paper this week, and I hope all of you read it, a young man who's been diagnosed with leukaemia, but writing an open letter. And he had this message for Malcolm Turnbull. I'd repeat it. I want you to show some leadership, some guts and respect. And we should all say that to our Prime Minister, because that's the least we can expect. I'll end by saying this. I want to see this campaign conducted with grace and with kindness. I know that everybody here is going to conduct the campaign with grace and with kindness, but those who might be campaigning for a no vote, those who are campaigning against marriage equality, I'm calling on them to conduct the campaign with grace and kindness as well, to show respect for their fellow Australians. Because at the base, as all of you know, this is about all of us as Australians. I know, you know, that voting yes for marriage equality, that achieving marriage equality in our country will make Australia a better country. And I'm looking forward to that day. Thanks very much.
March Rafers, everyone. And just reiterating, if our opponents do get their no across the line, Labor are committing to a marriage equality bill within 100 days. A marriage equality bill within 100 days.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.